You know what I do, and who I am here. Researching information is my job. So I do have contacts all over. And I pulled all kinds of strings to get very exclusive information. I cross-check everything very meticulously, looking for holes and things that don't connect. Then I do the dot connecting. I feed it into a highly powerful computer and I look at the results. And then I make my own. I have direct sources all over the planet with high-level operatives. I cannot reveal my sources' names. This is the best we can get for now, and more information will be discovered, and new conclusions might be reached as our investigation continues. You know, we say there is no virus, and that there is no need for one. With propaganda alone, you can achieve all that. We still sustain that position. But all intelligence agencies that I talked to are convinced it is a bioweapon. All of them. They also claim that the swine flu and avian flu and Ebola and AIDS are also bioweapons. It was released in China as an economic and bioweapon against the people of China and for eugenics reasons for Agenda 21 population control to kill 95% of the world's population. It did not work as planned. Who did it? The deep cabal in control of the United States and that own the United States of America Corporation. This is very important because many people don't know that the U.S. is a corporation founded in 1871, meaning that people and their possessions are their assets as a corporation and industry. Because of the BRICS Treaty, the economic side involving China, Russia, Brazil, India, and South Africa, that is hurting the petrodollar, the ones that were taking all the industry to China for profit, the U.S. corporation lost a lot of money in the trillions of dollars. This because of bad banking and false money based on nothing, not gold, as it is officially stated. You know, the Rockefellers and the Rothschild. All those Western bankers who own everything. Centralized in banks like Chase Manhattan and the City of London. This then connects to English royalty and to the Vatican. So that faction in control of the United States of America Corporation lost over the last 3 decades a huge amount of money, creating the monetary reset problem and imminent threat to humanity. So these psychopaths, as confirmed by my sources, all without knowing each other, say that the United States Corporation went totally bankrupt February 16, 2020. So they released the virus in Wuhan, China, as an economic bioweapon to stop China's economic power and return it to the United States. Make America great again, using chemtrails. This information we found and we already shared with you. One of our ship's drones found the virus in the atmosphere above Wuhan over a month ago. But the virus, as we have said, is just a SARS virulent strain. So the corporation went bankrupt, and this is also why the rats are leaving the ship. And we are seeing top CEOs of high-level corporation subsidiaries of the main United States corporation quit and resign their jobs all over the U.S. and also some in Europe. Mostly banking industry, but also entertainment like Disney. Then the other cabal, fighting the first, the other faction, took control over the media and started to turn this into a propaganda frenzy. As for now, There is no hard virus, as we have said, at least in the worldwide aspect of all this. So they, the second faction of the cabal, are using this virus as a cover for martial law worldwide. Note that there are more than two factions fighting here. There are several. What for? I have confirmation from multiple sources that they are getting the people out of the streets and limiting all human activity and travel to be able to stop, pinpoint, find, and arrest top cabal leaders of the Satanist, Zionist, genocidal faction that are trying to kill 95% of human population. The places where martial law is strongest are the places where they are searching for cabal leaders and family members in order to stop them. This is the main reason for all the military movements in Europe, centralized in Norway and in Poland as of yesterday. It is not a drill. It is full military power aimed to stop the genocidal cabal, and it is coming from the not-so-genocidal cabal. Yet, still, two dangerous factions fighting for a prey. Neither is good, but one side at least is considering other options. They intend to stop the cabal faction that is warmongering all over the planet, the ones controlling the Bush, the Clinton, and the Obamas, among others. Another level, there is a clear 5G coronavirus connection. Intelligence indicates that there are thousands getting sick, but not of the virus, but of 5G. And this is implemented as part of the genocidal faction that spread the coronavirus. Part of this confirmation is that the cruise ship Diamond Princess, that recently was or is in quarantine, was one of the first ships to be equipped with 5G. As well as Wuhan and other cities hard hit by coronavirus. So, as a side note to all this, our sources are also saying that coronavirus is a cover-up for the ill effects of 5G, radiation sickness. Intelligence indicates that the people do not have to panic, but keep calm, and even in the event of a monetary reset, there will still be food and all the assets like industry and infrastructure of all nations will still remain in place. So they will recover. In other intelligence, they indicate that the good cabal is intending to collapse the world economy, but in such a way it will end up in favor of the people. Even the pardon or condonation, one time only, of all present debt, public and private. This is a propaganda frenzy for multiple reasons, and not all bad. Thank you. May I ask you some questions, please?
You are welcome. Please go ahead.
Let's clarify it again. Is this a type of flu?
SARS is one of thousands of coronaviruses. It is the flu.
They are chasing sniffles, that's all. No worries over that part.
There may be another weaponized strain, especially over China. It was found by our drone, after all. But worldwide, the only ones in danger are the very sick and elderly.
I'm just wondering, if it's just sniffles, how come they released that, hoping it would kill 95% of population? Sniffles wouldn't do that.
That's what our sources believe. So see that there is a discrepancy between Tibetan understanding of this and human understanding. That's why there is still a possibility that there was or is a weaponized strain. But my Tibetan take is that it was all propaganda from the start. We got lab results, both from blood samples and from chemtrails via the drone, and all we found was the normal SARS coronavirus flu.
But if they released something to kill off 95% population,
as that first claim declares, then there must be something in there to attack people's health way beyond normal code. The idea the intelligence community has that the plan to kill 95% of world population did not work may be their understanding of this. But perhaps the very reason it did not work was because there was never any real dangerous weaponized virus in the first place. The hard fact is that whatever is out there is not faintly as dangerous as they say it is, as the main objective of this is to bankrupt China. All they need is propaganda. My intelligence also corroborates that China bought a lot of stocks when they were at their lowest ever. So now China is stronger economically. If that is the case, then the plan backfired on them badly. And the propaganda was there from the very start. But then my take is that there was a propaganda takeover. And I know because out there, people are not dying in the millions, just a handful of elderly. Numbers do not fit. There is less flu this year, not more flu. 7,000 people worldwide is not a great big dangerous number. That's why the theory of trying to kill 95% with bioweapon wouldn't fit, because as you say, there is nothing special about the virus. What kind of bioweapon is it then if there is nothing dangerous in it? That is what the intelligence community is saying, that it is bioweapon. We see no virus at all. They do. Discrepancy there. But there is an explanation here that makes it all fit. That the weaponized strain, highly dangerous, that hit Wuhan badly at the beginning of this year, returned to normal strain due to normal DNA reversibility humans do not know about. But we, and you, do. Viruses reproduce by the billions and billions, making several generations return to normal in days only. Factor not anticipated by human military biolabs. Another piece of intelligence. Our sources state that the ones who spread the virus as a bioweapon over Wuhan have been arrested. I took this with a grain of salt until they said they were the same ones who hit the Fukushima power plant in 2011. This was then corroborated hours later by other contact. You said that the arrests taking place explain military movements. But what do military movements have to do with arresting people? They must arrest people in places of power. Using military is the only way. The police will not cooperate as those own the police, local police. It makes sense to use military power to arrest people in high places of power, as those cabal members would be. I see. And you mentioned 5G. If it's 5G and no virus, then the whole theory is wrong, or it isn't. No, it cannot be only 5G. It may be related, but it is not the cause, as there are many cases of flu and sniffles in places with no 5G yet, like in Latin America and Africa. Now, I have found that some top health officials in Mexico are starting to say that the precautions and all this against the coronavirus does not fit the scientific numbers, their words. So governments are starting to suspect this is not right. Okay, above you mentioned something very important, I think, about the virus, potentially dangerous at first, being a biological weapon, returning to its natural state, the quiet SARS flu. Yes, the artificial mutation to make the virus stronger returned to its original genetic blueprint after a few million generations of virus, within just weeks for us. From artificial bioweapon, it automatically returned to SARS flu, because of the regression to the original map, a property of DNA, A property that Svaru talked to you about since last year, but that Earth scientists ignore. This characteristic is of all organisms with DNA. DNA returns to the original map as it is the reflection of something on a higher plane. But it takes time, depending on the kind of alteration and the species. So for a complex species like human, it can take, not necessarily, thousands of years to return to how it was before, because each generation is about 50 years old. If the artificial alteration, genetic change, is made to something simpler, like a fruit fly, it will revert to the original map in a few months. No variations due to miscegenation. But a virus takes only days or weeks at the most, because it is the simplest being with DNA that exists, and millions of generations of it pass each week. But one question. So they have made an alteration to the virus, yes? Not that they had a deadly virus to begin with. Because if it was a deadly, dangerous virus from the start, that would be its original pattern. It would have nothing to return to. But they have made an alteration, yes?
There was no dangerous virus before. For thousands and thousands of years, they were the same. To cause a deadly pandemic, they would need to alter it in the laboratory. The super dangerous map of the virus is not the original. The quiet strain is. That is to say, they took a flu virus of the SARS coronavirus type, which is a generic name for thousands of strains of flu viruses, and genetically altered it to make it a bioweapon. But nature deactivated it. If there was such a bioweapon as they claim to start with. And that explains why Taygeta only saw normal SARS flu virus.
So they have altered the tranquil strain, yes?
Yes.
And why then didn't they take the not-so-calm one to start with?
Gosha, because there is no non-calm strain. They only found or isolated the strongest SARS they could and altered it to increase its dangerousness. On vaccines, USA also has it, and there are rumors that they want to patent it and make it exclusive. Notice something else. The Chinese say they have the vaccine now, but the treatments and the vaccine are said to be contrary to what the WHO says. Evidence of the fight between clans and factions of the cabal. Now listen to this. There is another reason for so much quarantine uproar. An extremely virulent bioweapon was released that strongly attacked the Chinese, but which was later returned to the original genetic map due to the flexibility or tendency to return to what DNA is like, since it is like a shadow or reflection of something in a higher plane. And that the governments have already been informed about this danger. So, considering that it is known that it has a potential for genocide and human scientists not knowing the above data from us, then the correct thing is to establish a global quarantine to prevent the virus that, according to the data from Wuhan, yes, has the capacity to kill hundreds of millions, from attacking the human population. So even if the virus seems mild and is mild now, the authorities cannot take that for granted, as they are afraid that it will awaken again to its full virulence that it had in Wuhan. In that case, without alarming the population, quarantines are justified and it is the right thing to do, or else millions may die.
They are justified, but what they do is based on not knowing that the virus is no longer the same virus, right?
Yes, we are right and they are right.
What we find is that it is only flu and mild, even if it is only mild flu, as we assure them. They already know. Word has already spread that it is the cabal virus to kill humanity, Agenda 21 for depopulation. They, the governments, also see that it is mild flu, based on the statement of the Mexican health secretary that I found yesterday. And that says that for him, so much fuss is not justified. So even though there is no virus, this is to protect the world population from the original genocidal virus that they know was released on Wuhan. About the arrests and keeping the population away while they are carried out remains secondary and something they may be using since the population must be quarantined anyway. Another thing is that if you do not hear that they arrest anyone, such as Bill Gates, for example, it is also because those who are seen in the public as the cabal, Bill Gates, the royalty of England, Trump, Merkel, and others, they are only puppets of much more powerful people hidden behind and who, due to their way of proceeding and acting, are not seen in public, and the human population does not know about them, even though they are the ones who are behind everything. That explains the strange military movements by land and air across Europe. It is what we know now. But even so, we must leave the doors open to new updates and conclusions. It's all for now.